Secretary Rice says it is time for action on Iran's nuclear program.
And the United Nations Security Council is now working on an Iran sanctions resolution. For the international community to be credible, it must pass a resolution now that holds Iran accountable for its defiance.
Secretary Rice made the remarks in a speech at the Heritage Foundation, a Washington-based public policy institute. She says Iran should pay close attention to the wide-ranging sanctions being imposed on North Korea since it carried out its first test of a nuclear weapon earlier this month.
The greatest challenge to the nonproliferation regime comes from countries that violate their responsibilities under the nonproliferation treaty. The North Korean government has been one such case. So is Iran. The Iranian regime is watching how the world responds to North Korea's behavior, and it can now see that the international community will confront this threat. Iran can see that the path North Korea is choosing is not leading to more prestige and more prosperity or more security. It's leading to just the opposite.
Western nations fear Iran's uranium enrichment program could allow the Islamic Republic to make nuclear weapons. Tehran insists its program is solely aimed at generating electricity. Secretary Rice also urged North Korea to return to talks regarding incentives being offered if Pyongyang abandons its efforts to build nuclear weapons.
North Korea should live up to its own international agreements to denuclearize, and it should pursue policies that are not hostile to its neighbors and hostile to international principles and norms of behavior. Everything North Korea says that it seeks is on the table in the six-party talks.
The six-party process, which includes the United States, North Korea, China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia, began in 2003, but has been stalled for more than a year because of a boycott by Pyongyang. Secretary Rice recently wrapped up a trip to the region where she sought support for the UN sanctions against North Korea. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.